Hi, it's Kurt Franklin with Network Computing. It is March 24th, 2005, and the topic of the day is spam. I've been getting a lot of press releases and more than a few offers for interviews this week on anti-spam products, so I wanted to talk about a couple of them. The two that I want to talk about go in two radically different directions. One is hosted on your company's servers. The other is a hosted service. But both of them have the same goal in mind, to protect you and your users from being buried under a mountain of spam. The first that I want to talk about comes from IBM, and they set the stage for this particular product announcement by saying that during February, the IBM Security Intelligence Services found that one in every 1.3 emails was identified and intercepted as spam, and one in every 46.1 emails was blocked for carrying a virus or some sort of other malware payload. Stated another way, it says that 76% of all the email they tracked was spam, and about 2.2% carried an active malicious payload. I don't know whether it's good news or bad news that the 76% number actually represented an improvement over what they had shown in some previous months. Regardless of what the precise numbers are, we know that spam's a big deal. Well, IBM's latest attempt to help us get rid of some of the spam is called Fair Use. Now, Fair Use is Fair, F-A-I-R, then U-C-E, and it stands for Fair Use of Unsolicited Commercial Email. A nice, high-toned way of saying spam. And what they're focusing on in their spam blocking efforts are the credentials, if you will, the address of the person or the computer sending the particular piece of email. They're trying to do some identity management and domain verification on mail coming in with an aim of blocking messages that trip an alarm on one of two fronts. One, if the piece of mail is obviously coming out of a forged domain, then that indicates it ought to be stopped. No real argument there. The other is that they will allow you to, or they will assist you in, assigning spam weights to particular domains. Now, it's no secret that there are some domains that host lots and lots and lots of spammers. And the assumption is that if you see a piece of mail coming from one of these domains, legitimately coming from one of the domains, rather than being a spoofed address, then you provide it with a higher spam rating and a higher likelihood of being blocked. Now, there are a couple of issues that I asked them about that I haven't heard back from yet. Now, one of them involves the way that ISPs force most of their users to use the ISP's own SMTP server. This is in itself an anti-spam measure, but it guarantees that in most cases the return mail address or the originating human readable address and the SMTP server's originating address are going to be different. We're going to have different domains in many cases. Certainly the email that I send out on a daily basis, the domain which I show as my address and the domain to which people can track the origination to are different. How do they deal with that? Well, it gets back to looking at the originating address, not the human readable necessarily, but the originating address and that originating address's IP address. For most ISPs, the address of an SMTP server is fairly consistent. Certainly, the address range for an ISP is consistent. So by trying to do some matching between the original server name, originating server name, and the originating server IP address, they can begin to do some high-level cutting out of spam. On the whitelisting, blacklisting, well, that's something that a lot of people have tried. And we've ended up in trouble because some of the early attempts were pretty blunt force instruments. They ended up doing things like guaranteeing that no email from AOL, for example, or from Yahoo, or from MSN could make it into a corporation. And that's obviously not a good situation. IBM says that their scoring and validation are far more sophisticated. There's no reason to believe it's not. I just haven't had a chance to play with it yet. I am fascinated, though. And one of the reasons I'm fascinated is that spam and email-borne malware has become ever larger a piece of the security puzzle. They haven't had the explosive growth in consciousness that spyware has over the last 12 months, but they really have been growing. And it's interesting now to see IBM in their research groups coming up with a solution. I'll look forward to having a chance to actually put my hands on this, and I will try to let you know what I find out when I do. The other interesting anti-spam solution that we heard about this week came out of Symantec, another tiny little company. Symantec is going with a hosted email solution. Now, they're not the first hosted anti-spam solution. Postini is well known, used by a fair number of ISPs and a lot of enterprises. Basically what happens here is that the hosted spam blocking company will put a proxy in place so that all of a company's email traffic transits the hosted company's servers and is checked there. Now, there are some advantages to this approach. If you're using their services, you don't have to worry about updates. You don't have to worry about the performance of software on servers. That's all taken care of by the hosted service company. There is the question that many companies have about farming a piece of their security out to a third party, but in general, this is one of those areas where more and more companies are comfortable doing that sort of thing. Now, Postini's point of view, at least publicly, is that Symantec getting into the hosted email business validates the Postini model and says that this is really a good approach. And I think to a fair amount of, to a fair degree, this is absolutely true. I think from another standpoint, though, it's a recognition by Symantec that companies small enough to be unable to afford the major enterprise security infrastructure are looking for the major enterprise security performance. They're not willing, frankly, they're not able to accept lesser security just because they're a smaller company. And hosting the service allows Symantec to offer services without requiring the upfront capital investment. It's an interesting approach. I think we're going to see it with more and more security. It's been growing, going to keep growing. The interesting thing is that it keeps pushing further and further down into the SMB space. Once again, I haven't had a chance to put my hands on this, but look forward to that opportunity. Well, that's spam for Thursday, the 24th of March. Got some more things to talk about coming up soon, but let me know what you think about spam and the tools to block it and get rid of it. Drop a comment to this message on the Security Channel blog or send me email. I promise we won't treat it as spam. The address is cfranklin@nwc.com. Until next time, it's Kurt Franklin for Network Computing.